Hello, Pastor Brandon here. Here are our readings for Thursday, January 28, 2021. From our daily reading plan, Seek Him, as we continue to seek after Him together as a family of families through His Word. Today we'll be reading Psalm 18, 7-15, 1 Chronicles 27, 1-33, and Acts 17, 4-15. We'll be starting with Psalm 18, verses 7-15. Then the earth reeled and rocked, the foundations also of the mountains trembled and quaked, because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils, and devouring fire from his mouth. Glowing coals flamed forth from him. He bowed the heavens and came down. Thick darkness was under his feet. He rode on a cherubim and flew. He came swiftly on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him, thick clouds, dark with water, out of the brightest before him. Hailstones and coals of fire broke through his clouds. The Lord also thundered in the heavens. The Most High uttered his voice, hailstones and coals of fire, and he sent out his arrows and scattered them. He flashed forth lightnings and routed them. Then the channels of the sea were seen, and the foundations of the world were laid bare at your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils. 1 Chronicles 27, 1-33. This is the number of the people of Israel, the heads of fathers' houses, the commanders of thousands and hundreds, and their officers who served the kings in all matters concerning the divisions that came and went month after month throughout the year, each division numbering 24,000. Jashabim, the son of Zabdiel, was in charge of the first division in the first month. In his division were 24,000. He was a descendant of Perez and the chief of all the commanders. He served for the first month. Dodai, the Ohite, was in charge of the division of the second month. In his division were 24,000. The third commander for the third month was Benaiah, the son of Jehada, the chief priest. In his division were 24,000. This is Benaiah, who was a mighty man of the 30 and in command of the 30 Amizabab. His son was in charge of his division. Ashiel, the brother of Joab, was fourth for the fourth month, and his son Zebadi after him. In his division were 24,000. The fifth commander for the fifth month was Shamuhuth, the Izrahite. In his division were 24,000. Sixth for the sixth month was Ira, the son of Ikesh, the Tokite. In his division were 24,000. Seventh for the seventh month was Heliz, the Pelonite, of the sons of Ephraim. In his division were 24,000. Eight for the eighth month was Sibbekai, the Hushahite, of the Zerahites. In his division were 24,000. Ninth for the ninth month was Abazir of Anathoth, a Benjamite. In his division were 24,000. Tenth for the tenth month was Mahariah of Netopah of the Zerahites. In his division were 24,000. 11th for the 11th month was Benaiah of Pirathon, the sons of Ephraim. In his division were 24,000. 12th for the 12th month was Heladiah, the Netophehite of Othniel. In his division were 24,000. Over the tribes of Israel for the Reubenites, Eleazar, the son of Zechariah, was chief officer for the Simeonites, Shephatiah, the son of Makkah, for Levi, Hashabiah, the son of Kamul, for Aaron, Zadok, for Judah, Eliehu, one of David's brothers, for Issachar, Omri, the son of Michael, for Zebulun, Ishmaiah, the son of Obadiah, for Naphtali, Jeremoth, the son of Azriel, for the Ephraimites, Hoshea, the son of Azaziah, for the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joel, the son of Pedaiah, for the half-tribe of Manasseh in Gilead, Edo, the son of Zechariah, for Benjamin, Jaziel, the son of Abner, for Dan, Azarel, the son of Jeraham. These were the leaders of the tribes of Israel. David did not count those below 20 years of age, for the Lord had promised to make Israel as many as the stars of heaven. Joab, the son of Zeruiah, began to count, but did not finish. Yet wrath came upon Israel for this, and the number was not entered in the chronicles of King David. Over the king's treasuries was Asmaveth, the son of Adiel, and over the treasuries of the country, in the cities, in the villages, and in the towers was Jonathan, the son of Uzziah. And over those who did the work of the field for tilling the soil was Ezri, the son of Chilub. And over the vineyards was Shammi, the Ramathite. And over the produce of the vineyards for the wine cellars was Zabdi, the Shifmite. Over the olive and sycamore trees was Shaphela, was Bala Banan, the Giderite. And over the stores of oil was Joash. Over the herds, the pastured in Sharon was Shitriah, the Sharonite. Over the herds in the valleys of Shaphat, the son of Adlai. Over the camels was Obil, the Ishmaelite. And over the donkeys was Jediah, the Moroite. Over the flocks was Jeziz, the Hagrite. All these were stewards of King David's property. Jonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor. Being a man of understanding and a scribe, he and Jehiel, the son of Hakmoni, attended the king's sons. Ithophel was the king's counselor, and Hushai the Archite was the king's friend. Acts 17:4-15. And some of them were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, as did a great many of the devout Greeks, and not a few of the leading women. But the Jews were jealous. And taking some wicked men of the rabble, they formed a mob, set the city in an uproar, and attacked the house of Jason, seeking to bring them out to the crowd. And when they could not find them, they dragged Jason and some of the brothers before the city authorities, shouting, "These men who have turned the world upside down have come here also, and Jason has received them, and they are all acting against the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, Jesus." And the people of the city authorities were disturbed when they heard these things, and when they had taken money as security from Jason and the rest, they let them go. The brothers immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea, and when they arrived, they went into the Jewish synagogue. Now these Jews were more noble than those in Thessalonica. They received the word with all eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. Many of them therefore believed, with not a few Greek women of high standing as well as men. But when the Jews from Thessalonica learned that the word of God was proclaimed by Paul at Berea, also they came there too, agitating and stirring up the crowds. Then the brothers immediately sent Paul off on his way to the sea. But Silas and Timothy remained there. Those who conducted Paul brought him as far as Athens. And after receiving a command from Silas and Timothy to come to him as soon as possible, they departed. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen. There's grace enough for us.